Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. I hope you are well. I hope I can. You've heard that conversation I just had. I could bring you a little bit more of a rosier outlook for South Africa this morning. But we are going to start in Iran. A vandalized grave. It has caused distress and defiance over this incident in Iran.
Yes, we talked about this woman whose grave it is, Mahsa Amini, quite often, didn't we? Because it's her death and indeed her arrest sparked all these protests in Iran, anti-government protests, regime-changing protests, women's rights protests. And here we have vandals attacking the grave of Mahsa Amini, her tombstone and portrait smashed. It's one of those things that they like to do in Iran and plenty of other countries too, at the cemetery in the western city of Saqqez. So the family's lawyer says the grave was vandalized, in his words, by people known for such distasteful actions in the past. In other words, people known to the authorities. Were they backed by the authorities would be the follow-up question. Her brother has posted on Instagram that it was the second attack in recent months. And as he put it, even her tombstone seems to bother them. He didn't say who them are, but I think we sort of get the gist. Aksan Amini wrote, "No matter how many times they break it, we will fix it. Let's see who gets tired first," which is an extraordinarily strong sentiment, but I hope it's not a challenge as well. But yeah, on we go. Iran is not a settled country. It's still a troubled country over all of this.
And then to France we go now. The French government has banned, I think this is very, very positive, the French government has banned short-haul flights in cases where there is maybe a rail alternative, and this is to cut carbon emissions.
Yes, and France has a much lauded train system, although, of course, if you get stuck on one, as I have been on occasions, it's not always all it's cracked up to be, but overall, it's not bad. And so getting, say, from Paris to Bordeaux or Nice or Lyon, that sort of thing, is quite quick on a train. It's also slightly quicker on a plane, but at a cost to the environment is what the French government has now worked out. And so they've got a law coming into force. I mean, lawmakers had already voted this through a couple of years ago, but it's now coming into force, whereby short-haul flights, as you say, will be banned where there are significant train alternatives. This is obviously to cut carbon emissions. Now, critics are suggesting these are only symbolic bans, but I beg to differ. These are real things. And we've had a lot of criticism in England, for instance, about football teams flying as the Arsenal team did. I think they flew from Leicester to London or London to Leicester. And you go, well, that is only 2.5 hours in a car at the right time of day, admittedly. London to Manchester, again, clubs fly backwards and forwards. 3 to 4 hours, it should be. So why would they be boarding flights and then adding to all the problems? So France at least has taken some action here. I wonder if it will affect the private planes of football clubs, because and indeed VIPs and presidents and royalty and others. But it looks to me like more than just a gesture. And if we all started doing that, admittedly, you have slightly more different proposition because the distances are bigger. And imagine Australia banning internal flights; it'd take you forever. But anyway,
don't talk about an effective public transport system to a South African, please. Look at what you got. And then finally, we grapple here in South Africa of what to do with spaces and places of painful historic memory. But now there's finally been a decision on what to do with Adolf Hitler's, the house in which Adolf Hitler was born in Austria.
Yes. And there's been some thought about this for, well, let's see, 78 years, pretty much. They've tried to work out what to do with the house where he was born. It's a rented room on the top floor of a house in Branau, which is close to the Austrian-German border. He was born there in 1889. And it has been essentially stood idle and unused for some of that time. But I think it's 7 years ago that the government put in a compulsory purchase order and said, hang on a moment, we don't want this to become some sort of neo-Nazi symbol, some sort of gathering point for neo-Nazis. So they've tried to work out what to do with it. Others have suggested it could be a house of reconciliation, that maybe it could specifically be used by Jewish groups. But it looks like, others have also suggested tearing it down, it looks like it's going to become a focal point for human rights training for police, for Austrian police. So I like that as a twist, because it's a bit like, you know, in sports sometimes you think, what would the opposition least like you to do? You should probably do that. So what would Adolf Hitler have most disapproved of? And you think probably human rights for a police force. So thumbs up then, eh?
Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting to you.